Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very excited about it. I love George Foreman. A, I think he's an incredible good spokesperson, incredible. I mean, you think about all that he's gone through in his life, all that he's accomplished, not just being a great heavyweight champion, but entrepreneur, always keeps himself relevant. I mean, they say he's, they got about like $300 million.
I'm not surprised. If you have at least one Foreman in your house, I guarantee you do.
Yeah. Always great. No, he's just one of those great human beings, man. It's just, he's interesting. And you want to talk about, can you do something great with your life? Yeah, you always can, no matter what.
And I got five sons by the name of George.
Which is, when you're that much, when there's that much kick ass put into one human being, you got to spread it out a little
bit.
You know what? I'd say he's done pretty great as George Foreman. And I think the best thing he could have ever done is name them George as well.
Yes.
He's one of my favorite people.
Yeah, he's on the hotline right now, Mr. George Foreman.
Born January 10th in Marshall, Texas. A feared street brawler as a boy, he channeled his energy into a more positive vein, winning a gold medal in boxing in the 68 Olympics. In 1973, he became the heavyweight champion of the world, defeating Joe Frazier in Kingston, Jamaica, only to lose the title to Muhammad Ali at the famed Rumble in the Jungle. He eventually regained the title, becoming the oldest heavyweight champion ever at age 45. He retired with a record of 76 wins, 5 losses and 68 knockouts. He went on to become a television pitch man with the Foreman Grill, became a reality TV star on Better Late Than Never, and now he's back as the new spokesman for Real Time Pain Relief. Please welcome, boxing legend, George Foreman.
Mr. George Foreman, how are you?
Doing really good. You were saying all those things. I was like, who in the world could live that long to have so many things said about it?
Right? I got to tell you, out of the gate, I was lucky enough, actually, the year that Smokin' Joe passed, I was in Nashville with a friend. We walked into Tootsie's Orchid, and there was Joe with a friend. And we sat down at a table with him and had a chance to shake his hand and take a picture with him and hug him a little bit. And he was amazing. I mean, it was like walking through history.
Yeah, that Joe Frazier was something special anyway. Always a great guy. Yeah. He could fight you, but as far as being a gentleman, he was the top of the list as far as I'm concerned.
I can tell you, he passed away a few months later, and I don't know that he knew he was sick because we were sitting there, and I remember shaking his hand, and it was like granite. I mean, granite, hard.
You think about shaking his hand, and they're like granite. Let him hit you on your jaw.
That's a fact. And you have fought some heavy fights over the years. I mean, some of the greatest of all fights. And is it true that Tyson at one time didn't want to get in the ring with you?
I've heard that, but I can't see why Tyson would be afraid to get in the ring with anyone. Boy, what a slugger he was.
Sure.
That boy could punch. And he would deliver the punch so fast. He was a phenomenon, I can tell you that.
Yeah, of course. We'll probably never see the likes of him again, or you, or Ali. There are certain fighters that just have something so much more.
Some great athletes coming on the scene. We better enjoy what we have, but there's always someone bigger and better, believe me.
Always. Well, listen, Big George, how do you get to 70? And you're still so relevant, and you still are such a great businessman. And I mean this, now that we know about CTE and getting hit in the head, you in no way demonstrate any of the, the old days they'd, what was the term those boxers would use? Punch drunk. But you don't have any of that.
You know what? Listen at this. ZYXIDUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA. Now, that's the alphabet backwards. Before I went into boxing, I could actually say them correctly forward.
Oh, it's so good. I get it. You've done.
Got me all mixed up. But you know what? It was a pleasure to be an athlete in the United States of America. Man, you get people walk into a restaurant. George, let me buy you food. I ballooned up to 315 pounds because people like boxing and gave me free burgers. If you asked me to live my life all over again and stop one thing, it would not be boxing. It's been a pleasant and good life.
Sure. Well, and hey, I could have used your new formula yesterday. I was pulling rebar the day before and pulled something in my lower back, and I could have used some of that new George Foreman's knockout.
Yeah, the stuff really works. George Foreman knockout formula, and you know what I like about it, it's easy to use. Just put some on your finger, a little nice cream, and it works fast. And the good thing about it, it doesn't smell. You can get on first class, and especially if you're a bachelor, get on the plane, and nobody will ever say, I don't want to sit next to you. They're welcoming you to sit next to them. It's a nice smell, if you smell it at all.
Hey.
And I've been trying to get something for myself now that I could use and travel with, and I found something now that the whole world can use. You can get on Amazon, call it up, be delivered right to your door. It's a good product.
Listen, I need everything that you do. The Foreman grills, I've owned five of them if I've owned one. You know, this sounds fantastic. And
that grill really worked. You know, it was a success. By 10 years, less than, 3 or 4 years, we had sold over 150 million grills. Only because they work.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how you toss something. If it doesn't work, it's nothing. But this George Foreman quick pain relief formula, it actually works. You put it on just your hand. Anything that's sore, it gives you some relief.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to definitely try it, as a matter of fact. I'm going to jump on Amazon as soon as we're done here and have it sent, because I have the Prime, so I'll get it right away. And let me tell you, we have a mutual friend, Mr. Henry Winkler.
Yo, the fun.
Isn't he the best?
Oh, man, a wonderful guy. And you know what? He's nice all the time.
Yes.
He's got a wonderful wife. I've spent so many times, many days and hours with him. We traveled all over the world doing the TV show, Better Late Than Never.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, we became great friends. We were always nice to each other, but boy, what a nice guy to travel with.
I was lucky enough to go to dinner with my girlfriend and his wife, Stacy, and Bill Shatner. And
you really know him. Really know him.
And he said wonderful things about you, George. Really wonderful things.
I'm impressed. But this guy is really a nice guy, and he's very talented. He's got a lot of talent.
Oh, he's incredible.
He created this Fonz character all in his head.
Well, and he, you know.
That Fonz character will live long after both of us are gone.
No doubt. No doubt. Are you kidding me? My childhood was wrapped around Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, Happy Days.
I'm telling you, he's a genius. A lot of people forget how smart these guys were.
Well, you as well, George. I mean, you
just create them out of their head.
Listen, they're already giving me the rap. I'm so sad about that. But, man, come by any time. We'll talk more about George Foreman's knockout formula available now. Real pain relief. You know, George would never push anything that's not real. And I'd love to have you in the studio if you come through Kansas City,
Thank
George.
Thank you so much.
Hey, take care, my friend.
All the best.
Jakey, come on. I was just busy name dropping, trying to get in there.
That was fantastic. He's like, "Oh no, you do know."
But you know, that's very true, and that's why I brought it up. Was when I was asking him about the TV show, we're talking about traveling, and I was talking about individuals in the show, and Henry really, really loves, like, I love Terry and love George.
Yeah,
loved hanging out with him because it's so far. And what I wanted to, what I was hoping to get into the discussion was when he brought up, you know, it was very tough for, as you know, for Henry when he was a kid. It was very tough for George as well. He's not dyslexic. He had some trouble. And, you know, he had to go to the Job Corps at age 15.
Yeah.
And so he just needed to make some money. And then he fought, and he thought, man, I really love this. And he needed to lose some weight. And, you know, he was grew up kind of hard. So I was going to make that connection.
I get it.
But then, in the middle of all that.
Kind of at the end of all that.
I didn't get to all that. That's where I wanted to go. Because my good friend, my dear confidant, the cornerstone of this show, won't stop doing this. goddamn
what's up with
because I don't want him to hang up because then we always the celebrity always thinks that we hung up on him or put on the whatever.
All I hear is the wheel in the air goes rah, rah, rah. He's literally making zeros in the air with his head like go. Like the coach that runs down the field next to the other guy going go. Yeah, that's what he's doing to me.
I still want him to hang up. Because they're dicks, and we'll do
it.
I know.
I don't want him to hang up either.
He's got his little pinwheel.
I do love that. I do love that Henry, that George, the sweet things he says about Henry. And when you talk about those guys, because I know you've talked about it with Henry a lot, but the other one I love is when you talk to Henry about Terry Bradshaw, who he likes, who he loves, whatever. But I asked him one time about Terry Bradshaw because I had there's a mutual person I know that kind of knows Terry Bradshaw, and he's like, Terry is a wonderful man, but he will wear you out. That's what Henry said exactly, and I'm like, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Terry is not, I didn't get the impression he was a team player all the time. Not that he was an a-hole, but when he's like, no, Terry won't do this.
Yeah.
Then Terry won't do this.
Because you feel like Henry kind of moves through every situation get to even see on that show, and he'll,
The other side is, you remember Di, the comedian that was on the show with him.
Yeah.
He'll tell you, because he doesn't have his father.
Yeah,
and
Jeff Dye.
That he, they literally had a talk. Terry was like, "You don't have a father figure, and I'm going to be that for you." And they had that actual. And to this day, he very much looks to him like that.
That's awesome.
And I thought that was astounding, man. When he shared that with us, and then we had a little more conversation off the air. But I thought that was a pretty amazing thing for a guy like Terry Bradshaw to go like, you know, could see that he was a little off kilter, and just straighten
needed
his ass
to,
up.
Yeah, someone to square
needed
him up.
Somebody.
I feel like if you had George Foreman, Terry Bradshaw, and Henry Winkler around you, every life decision would be correct.
Yes.
Or there'd be a problem.
Yeah. No, they've got it all.
Well, they've got it all. Like, George, you're scared he'll punch in the head. Henry, you're worried you'd disappoint him.
Sure. Of course. No, and George is smart, a great businessman, and he's got a devastating right hand. Not to mention, Terry Bradshaw is just the crazy uncle who will give you some good advice, but, you know, very fatherly, very, very patriarch, you know? And then Henry, who is...
You don't want to let him down.
Well, no, even more than that, he gets it. Like, he gets life. He understands people. And
nothing's getting past
him. And Henry's always about six steps ahead.
Yep. Yeah. So, I need some help. I need some help.
You need to get your ass adopted.
I know. All right, listen, you know, we haven't spoken with him. We'll get Henry on sometimes. I wanted to send him some photos. I had something I was going to send him some photographs.
I thought maybe you would think about sneaking away and going and staying with Henry a couple days, but only 2 days.
I know. Well, that's the best moment ever. I'm sitting at that table at the restaurant. Shatner's at one side with his guy, like a handler guy. Henry is there with his beautiful wife, Stacey, who's incredibly nice, and she is taking Sassy Von Fancy Pants under her wing, and they're having just a super chat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, Henry and I both at the same time hear Stacey inviting she and I out to their house in Los Angeles. And Henry, I see his head snap up, and I look over to them, and I look back at him, like, oh, well, where are we going with this? And he stops. He goes, oh, certainly do come for 2 days. 2 days.
Puts 11 on it right out of the gate.
I love him for this, though, because he's the nicest guy.
And you know he means it.
Yet,
yeah.
has the willpower to go, 2 days.
Sure.
He nips it before it gets anywhere awkward.
See, that is, and therein lies your great observation. Never mistake kindness for weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he's a nice man does not mean he's a pushover.
Right.
No. And, I don't know, man. I just, you know what? If I end up going to dinner with him in Kansas City again or somewhere down the road in New York, if he's got to play, and he invites me twice, I'll go. Other than that, I just, God forbid, man, you make it weird, right?
Oh, yeah, because you can't turn that back.
Well, even if you go, hey, I'll be out in L.A. this time, and he's like, oh, I won't be there, I'll always wonder if that was
true.
The brush.
If he's working or just at home going,
and
nope.
I don't think he'd brush me, but still, in the back of your head, how can you not, like, wonder?
Oh, I question everything. Of course I'd wonder. I'm like, he's probably turned off all the lights at that house.
Yeah.
I already did the search of Hollywood stars
to get
find
a hotel
him.
Room in another city for the week.
He was saying very nice things about the show to Shatner, and I just kept, like, hoping I wouldn't catch him, like, wink at Shatner.
Play along, Shatner.
These guys are super talented. They do it right.
Aren't you so glad that we came and met these young people for dinner?
Oh, my God.
Hit the exit.
I would just cry. I'd literally bust out crying at the table. Just Like a little
like a little kid, you stand up and scream and run.
Why, Henry? Why?
And Steven Seagal run out of the room.
I just leave Sassy there. I just leave Sassy there and run down the street. Just as far away as I can. Just like,
I'm terrible. And the next logical step is Shatner putting his hand closer to her thigh.
Come here.
Come to daddy.
Come to captain. Come to captain.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.